for our time has run out, and the whistle has blown, and here I must...
24 hours a day, around the...
Divided into enemies and friends, locked in a struggle till we reach a common end. We daily court disaster, and the headlines clearly show the key to our survival is to learn to share the road. Fellow travelers we are, fellow travelers we must. Roll up our sleeves and tear the walls of hatred down. It's our urgent labor to inform our neighbors. We are fellow travelers and we walk on common ground. Now scientists are working star, and all along they've told us our first stepping stone is Mars. Oh, the road keeps getting longer as we move through outer space, and we the people must be careful not to lose the human race. Fellow travelers we are, fellow travelers we must. Roll up our sleeves and tear the walls of hatred down. Our neighbors, we are fellow. voices sing. Fellow travelers we are, fellow travelers we must. Roll up our sleeves and tear the walls of hatred down. It's our urgent labor to inform our neighbors. We are fellow travelers and we walk on common ground. We are fellow travelers and we walk on common ground.
Country.
Hi, this is Trace Adkins.
Hi, I'm Brad Paisley.
Hi, this is Tim McGraw.
Hi, this is Reba McEntire.
You're listening to Big D Country with Danny Boyle on Irish Country Music Radio, your favorite radio station.
Hello, it's Danny Boyle, and welcome to Big D Country, coming live from Dannyville. And I'm delighted to be back on air again. Did I tell you I was going to Nashville? Did I tell you that 2 weeks ago? Well, I was in Nashville, had a ball, more about that to come. So starting off the show today was Vince Gill with One More Last Chance. And that was the first song Vince did in his concert, which lasted for 3.5 hours. And then up next was John Connolly with Fellow Travellers. And I met John backstage as well. I was a big admirer of John for a long time. And it was just great to catch up. Just say hello and get a photograph with him as well. And we're going to continue now then with Aoife Neal, her new single called Living My Dream. And you know what? Last week, I was living my dream as well.
I sing my favourite songs and the crowd sing along. They dance and have the cracking blue tonight. I travel to their town and they come from miles around to watch me live my dream on stage tonight. At the age of 21, I left my village of Arkroon on my journey along that wild Atlantic road. I left my job in the mart. I've got a song in my heart and now I dream of what my life holds for me. I bid a fond farewell to my family and friends, to my Coast Guard crew I said a sad adieu. I packed my guitar and my hat and the little that I owned and headed northwards for my little whitewashed home. Now I sing my favourite song and the crowd sing along. They dance and have the cracking tune and hide. I travel to their town and they come from miles around to watch me live my dream on stage tonight. I've made some great new friends and memories along the way. In every town and on the road as we play, weddings, festivals and fairs, dance halls and the bars, I'm leaving my dream, singing my songs and I'm reaching for the stars. Now I sing my favourite songs and the crowd sing along. They dance and have the cracking to the night. I travel to their town and they come from miles around to watch me live my dream on stage tonight. Now I sing my favourite songs and the crowd sing along. They dance and have the cracking to the night. I travel to their town and they come from miles around to watch me live my dream on stage tonight. To watch me live my dream on stage tonight. I'm living my dream on stage tonight.
Big D Country is your kind of country. Playing a great mix of Irish and American country music, old and new.
That's the Mavericks, and here comes my baby. Now, here's all the ways you can get in touch with the show tonight, and I would just love you to get in touch because I've missed you this last 2 weeks.
To contact your favourite radio station, IrishCountryMusicRadio.com. It's ICMRRequests@gmail.com. Or find the red button on our homepage, which says Request a Song. You can also follow us on Facebook. Search Irish Country Music Radio.
It's as simple as that. That's all you need to do. And you'll be in touch with me and I'll play your requests. A big hello to Valerie. That's Val Wild listening in Jeffreys Bay, South Africa. And thank you for your lovely text, Val. Welcome back, Danny, she said. Oh, I really missed you all. But we had a great time in Nashville. More about that later. But anyway, back to the music. And this is the song you asked for, Val.
From the distance I hear the music so clear. A breeze across the Shannon brings the sound to my ear. As I walk along Church Street, I see from afar a young man singing and playing guitar. I step to the music as I stroll along, and the sound from the river seemed to flow with his song. He was handsome and fair as he sat there alone on a bench by the bridge in the town. I stood on the bridge, I studied the view of the boats and cars and faces I knew, and remembering the old days, the good times, the fun on the banks of the Shannon when the children were young. Daydreams and memories flood in my mind as I ponder the waters, linger while, and the young man was singing as he sat there alone on a bench by the bridge in the town that flowed. There are many like me with a story to tell, how the journey of life is not going so well. Like the darkness of winter is followed by spring, and who knows what joys that tomorrow might bring. I gaze at the stars before closing my eyes, and I pray to the souls that have gone to the sky for the gift to be worn while I'm sleeping alone on a bench by the bridge in the town of Athlone. Let the people thank God they're not sleeping alone on a bench by the bridge in the town of Athlone.
I hope you enjoyed that, Val. That's Tony Allen and the town of Athlone, and have a lovely evening, and thanks for getting in touch with the show. A big hello to Heather and Arthur listening in the Orkney Islands. I know you like Connie Smith. Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Connie Smith backstage at the Opry last Friday night, and she introduced me to her son as well, and she celebrated her 84th birthday a few days earlier, and I wished her belated happy birthday, and we had a lovely chat, and then we met again after her slot as well. But funny enough, she came on and she sang four songs, and she told me, I was talking to her about my little gospel show, and I said, you have at least three gospel albums and I play your music on every show. And she says, yeah, I do a song, a gospel song, on every live show I do as well. But funny enough, she didn't do this one. This is not a gospel song, but this was her first and her biggest hit.
When you found somebody new, I thought I never would forget you, for I thought then I never could. But time has taken all the pains away. Until now, I'm down to hurting once
That's Connie Smith and Once a Day, All Day Long. A big hello and good evening to Margaret. That's Margaret Cleary, listening in Kilfane. And Margaret, lovely to have your company as well. And you asked for Mr. Pat Hayes. An old Marty Robbins song.
Your head, is it a halo? Was that on your shoulder? Did it wave?
Is it wave?
You must be a walking piece of heaven, or is it love that makes me see these things? You, the light that keeps on glowing. When you speak, do I hear angels sing?
Angels
sing. You must be a walking piece of heaven, or is it love that makes me see these things? When we met, you gave me strength to face the world. I believe you're special, you're no ordinary girl. Am I seeing right, or am I dreaming? The rush of angels' wings.
Angels' wings.
You must be a walking piece of heaven, or is it love that makes me see these things? You must be a walking piece of heaven, or is it love that makes me see these things?
Pates, that was especially for you, Margaret, and thank you for your lovely text as well. Big hello to Andy Coyle. Andy, hope you're keeping well. Andy, I'm going to play a track from Dilly and Vincent tonight, a part of the bluegrass. And I made a big faux pas backstage at the Opry. We were just walking in, and it was just at the very early part of the night, and everybody was sort of standing around the different positions, and I didn't realise at the time that Dilly and Vincent were standing together with another couple. But I recognised the Vincent part of the duo, the brother of Rhonda Vincent. So I went over and spoke to him and I said, could I have a photograph? And I didn't realise that Mr. Daly was standing beside him. So my apologies for that. But anyway, it was a great show. They did three or four songs. I didn't actually see them from the main hall because we were standing behind the curtain at the side. That was sort of, but then after the first half, we were able to walk about anywhere in the show. And the second half was more or less new country artists that we weren't all that familiar with. So Magella and I, we just walked out to the main auditorium and took a seat there. But Dilly and Vincent, we watched them from the side.
Selling used cars, Nancy's fixing hair, Harvey runs a grocery store, and Margaret doesn't care. Jerry drives a truck for Sears, and Charlotte's on the make, and Paul sells life insurance and part-time real estate.
Helen is a hostess, Frank works at the mill, Janet teaches grade school and probably always will. Bob works for the City and Jackson Lab Research. And Peggy plays organ at the Presbyterian Church.
And the class of 57 had its dreams. We all thought we'd change the world with our great works and deeds. Or maybe we just thought the world would change to fit our needs. The class of 57 had its dreams.
Trailer park, Jan sells Tupperware. Randy's on an insane ward and Mary's on welfare. Charlie took a job before Joe took Freddie's wife. Charlotte took a millionaire and Freddie took his life.
John is big in cattle, Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny, Brenda married me, and the class of all of us is just part of history.
And the class of 57 had its dreams,
but living life day to day is never like it seems.
Things get complicated when you get past 18. The class of 57 had its dreams. Oh, the class of 57 had its dreams.
Maybe one in a lifetime you may find that perfect love. The kind that lives forever, I'll hear from up above. And then an unkind word is said, or a careless love affair, can leave a hurt that you can't hide, and you're too hurt to bear. Love is a lonely street for those who go astray.
That's the Malpass Brothers with Love is a Lonely Street. That was a big hit for the Leuven Brothers many, many moons ago as well. Good afternoon to Bridie and Pat. Lovely to have your company and thank you for your lovely texts. Thank you so much for your lovely, lovely texts. And I'm sure you're settled in your new home now as well. And it's nice to have you on this show. You don't normally listen to the Thursday evening show, so I'm delighted to have your company. Here is Mike Flavin.
Thank you. back across the sea to a land so dear to me. Take me back home to Ireland once again, to my hometown in Mayo that I left so long ago. Let me live again my childhood memories. I long to hear the same old songs that I heard so long ago. I want to meet once again the friends that I've been missing so. Oh, I've been so long away, still my heart cries every day. Take me back home to Mayo. I'll walk the streets of Castlebar, drop into Moran's for a jar. Friendly faces all around me I'll see. Then I'll hear a guitar strum as the sing song has begun. There's no other place on earth I'd rather be. I long to hear the same old songs that I heard so long ago. I want to meet once again the friends that I've been missing so. Oh, I've been so long away, still my heart cries every day. Take me back home to Mayo. Seems like only yesterday I sailed so far away, leaving everything I love so far behind me. But my cases are now packed, for each summer I go back, I go back, I go back home to Mayo. I long to hear the same old songs that I heard so long ago. I want to meet once again the friends that I've been missing so. Oh, I've been so long away, still my heart cries every day. Take me back home to Mayo. Oh, I've been so long away, still my heart cries every day. Take me back home to Mayo.
Call back to memory those happy days of yore. Gone are the old folk, the house stands deserted. No light in the windows, no welcome at the
That's Brian Call with the old house, Brady and Pat. I was looking for a song about a new home, but I couldn't get one. So I thought I'll play the old house for you. So thank you so much for getting in touch with the show. And it's great having you listening on a Thursday evening. A big hello to Clive Murphy. And Clive was more or less with me during the holidays because Clive recommended so many places to go and see. And he recommended, well, introduced me to the time, well, introduced me to the Time Jumpers a long, long time ago. Introduced me to Wendy's Moten's music, which I'll be playing later on. And they told me about the Music City Bar and Grill and the Music City Playboys, and they were absolutely amazing. More about that anyway, later. But anyway, Clive, I'm going to play you the Time Jumpers, and what a group they are. Unfortunately, the steel guitar player that I was hoping to see was not actually on the stage with them on the Monday night, but he was playing with Vince Gill on the Friday night, a guy called Eddie Dunlap. But the stand-in steel guitar player was a guy called Doug Jerrican, and he's a pedal steel guitarist and a dobro player as well, and he fuses country music with jazz. But he played with Farron Young, Johnny Paycheck, Little Jimmy Dickens, Laurie Morgan, to name a few. And he's also a session musician as well. But here is the Time Jumpers, especially for you, Clive.
Comes for a celebration. They gather round to hear us play and sing. We're always there, rain or shine. Fun begins straight up at night. With the Time Jumpers, we play Western Swing. There's old Kenny in his cowboy hat. We show this dog, that's a fact. Ranger Doug now, he's the yodeling king. Those Frank and Mars, Jeff and Joe, Brad and O'Bailey gonna make it go. Me and Andy bend them guitar strings. With the Time Jumpers, with the Time Jumpers, you start dancing when you hear those fiddles ring. With the Time Jumpers, with the Time Jumpers, with the Time Jumpers, we play Western Swing. Mama Jean won't treat you mean. Well, you never know, my city. Real country music lives again. With the Time Jumpers, we play Western Swing. Three fiddles and a steel guitar, accordion, twin guitars, that rhythm section, they can play anything.
Now that's the Time Jumpers, and you may have recognised Vince Gill's voice there, because Vince Gill played with them for about 5 years, along with Paul Franklin, the steel guitar player. And the Time Jumpers are a group of session musicians, and they just met up on a Monday night just to jam and have a good time. And they became so successful they had to move premises because the crowd were just demanding their music. And what a lineup of artists they are. Guitarist Andy Rees, now he played with Miranda Lambert, Willie Nelson, Kenny Rogers, Leon Russell. And then there's a guy, I can't remember his name, but he played with, he's one of the guitarists as well. And he played with Slim Whitman for a number of years as well. I think Billy Thompson. He played with, he played with Vince Gill on the tour as well. But I think he played with Merle Haggard's band as well. It's just an amazing group of musicians. And of course, then Ranger Doug, he's the member of the Riders in the Sky band. Remember them? They played regularly at the Grand Ole Opry. But Clive told me, he said, be sure if you go to see the Time Jumpers to ask for Brad Albin. And I wasn't too sure of his name. So we went into the bar and I could see the musicians setting up their equipment. And I didn't recognise the steel guitar player. And there was a gentleman standing at the bar. And I said to the barman, do you know who the steel guitar player is? And he says, no. And he said to the guy standing at the bar, Brad, who's the steel guitar player? And I thought, Brad, Clive mentioned Brad. So I said to him, are you Brad the bass player? He says, yeah. I said, do you know Clive Murphy from England? And that was the end of it. Clive is so well known in Nashville, and we had a great time, and it was a great night. And Wendy Moten was the female singer, and she was also with Vince on the tour as well. So I spoke to her on the Saturday evening after the Vince Gill show. We got a little selfie, and then I had a great conversation with her on the Monday night after the Time Jumpers. So Clive has been in touch and he wants me to play Wendy Moten. This one's for you, Rita and Patsy. And this is very poignant at this moment in time. It's a song that Jeannie Seeley had a big hit with, and Jeannie passed away a couple of weeks ago. Funny enough, when we walked over to the Grand Old Opry on the Wednesday morning, just for a walk out, we were staying quite close to that. They had a big bouquet of flowers on the door of the Grand Old Opry. And I believe Jeannie just was buried that day, that morning that we were there. So here is Wendy Moten with Don't Touch Me. It's for you, Rita and Patsy.
Your hand is like a torch. Each time you touch me, that look in your eyes pulls me apart. Don't open the door to heaven if I can't. Lose you.
That's Wendy Moten. That was V. Rita and Patsy from Clive. Don't touch me. A big hello to Caroline listening in Boston. Caroline, lovely to have your company. And Caroline said, my request for you today is play your favourite Vince Gill song. Well, Vince did 35 songs on the night because I was able to get the playlist on the internet. And what I love about Vince Gill and what I love about going to concerts is hearing little stories about the songs and so on. And Vince said that when he wrote Look at Us, which was probably one of my favourite songs of Vince Gill, to be honest. And he said he was in the middle of writing Look at Us and he was having a bad time because the marriage to Amy was, his first wife, her name just slips me now at the minute. And he said he wanted to write a good old, sad old song. So he was writing the song Look at Us about a couple married so many years and he wanted to have the song that the couple was going to break up. So he went over to Max D. Barnes, who he reckons wrote the saddest song ever, the Chiseled in Stone. And he said to Max, I want you to help me out with this song and I want the couple to break up. And Max says, no. He said, you don't do that. He said, that'll make the song far too sad. And he said, but I want the song to be sad. After all, you wrote the saddest song ever, the Chiseled in Stone. And he said, Max said to him, look around you. Look at all those awards that I've won for songwriting. Take my advice. Make the song a happy song. And he said, you know what? It was the best advice he took. And that's what I love about the little stories about how the songs came about.
Look at us. After all, after all that we've been through, look at us, still leaning on each other. If you wanna see how true love should be, then just look at us. Look at you, still pretty as a picture. Look at me, still crazy over you. Look at us, still. Cheers.
everybody. This is Jimmy Fortune. You're listening to Danny Boyle, Big D Country on Irish Country Music Radio. Thanks for listening.
There's a road that's taking me somewhere. Somewhere.
John Malloy with The Road. And before I forget, I want to say thank you to everyone. I must have got about eight or maybe nine after I posted the photograph with me and Vince outside his Reina Auditorium. I must have got about, say, eight or nine messages saying, we lit candles for you, we said a prayer for you. We did both. So thank you so much for that. And to be honest, I said a prayer myself as well that it would happen. And I'll tell you a little story about that, how it happened later on. But anyway, a big hello to Mike Fullerton listening in Weymouth, Massachusetts. Mike, lovely to have your company this Thursday evening. And those songs you mentioned are two great songs. Lacey J. Dalton, the singer-songwriter, wrote this song about all the guys and girls who came to Nashville with dreams. And sometimes the dreams happened and sometimes they didn't.
From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms. They walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. With a million-dollar spirit and an old flat-top guitar, they drive to town with all they own in a $100 car. 'Cause one time someone told them about a friend of a friend they knew who owns, you know, a studio on 16th Avenue. some are born to money. They've never had to say survive. And others swing a 9-pound hammer just to stay alive. There's cowboys, drunks, and Christians, mostly white and black and blue. They've all dialed a phone collector home from 16th Avenue. But then one night in some empty room where no curtains ever hung, like a miracle, some golden words rolled off of someone's tongue. And after years of being nothing, they're all looking right at you. And then for a while they'll go in style on 16th Avenue. Hey, it looks so uneventful, so quiet and discreet. But a lot of lives were changed out on that little one-way street. As they walk away from everything just to see a dream come true. So God bless the boys who make the noise on 16th Avenue. From the corners of the country, from the cities and the farms, with years and years of living tucked up underneath their arms. Walk away from everything just to sing for me and you.
See, the great white way shines through the night for lonely guys like me. The cabarets and honky-tonks, they're flashing signs and by a broken heart to lose itself in the glow of city life. Girl.